Zvochim Perik Beis Mishnah Dalud. Ketzad Korav Hamater Kimitzvosoi. We finished off in the last Mishnah that with all the dinim of pigul ubelvad sheikav hamater kimitzvosoi. And that means like this: the Gemara coins a lashon. The Rav brings it down over here. Is we learn out of a pasuk is that the din of pigul, which is chal in the carbon of psul pigul. Let's talk primarily legabe the pigul hachamuru biyoser of chutz lizmanoi, with a zechiv chorus. What the way that looks is that the korban is brought kitzurasoi, except for the machshava hamafagelis, which puts a virus into the whole korban, and it turns it into a dover chomer, which is mechayiv chorus. A regular korban that's nifsal, because the marshal Azor did the Kabbalah Saddam. So the carbon is possible, finished. You're not allowed to eat from it. It's psulei hamakdashim. There are many ways a carbon could become possible, or many things that pass a carbon, including l'mashal a carbon that's shaloi l'shma, b'ifin ha-possel, you can't eat from it. The whole thing is burnt. A machshava hamafagelis, if it's a machshava hamafagelis of chutz li mekoimoi, is also a machshava ha-poiselis. But the machshava that turns the carbon into not stamps a carbon posel, but it turns it into a chalois cheftz of chiv chorus of a carbon of pigle, that needs what the Gemara calls karatzoas kosher, the way the hartzo, which is the lashon of ritzui, is brought. There's also hartzoas pigle. Hartzoas pigle means that it was brought without any other problem besides for the problem of Vagelis. Then it's chalanit a korban of pigle. So that's what it means. The matter over here is the avodas adam. The avodas adam, which is the ritzui of the korban, and that's the matter. When the dam is nizrak, that's the matter on the achilas mizbeach, and thereafter on the achilas adam. Each chelik of the korban kefi each korban. Ketzad korav hamatik mitzvosa. What does that look like? It looks like this. Shochat b'shtika. Interesting. The loshon over here, what the Mishnah means to say is shochat without any posel machshavas. The Mishnah doesn't say with a blank head. Shtika normally means without saying. This would be a shtikal mashmois, that the way to create a machshava hoiseres, namely a machshava hamafageles, is by speaking it out. We said, beginning of Perek Aleph, that's Machleik Sushen. Okay. Could be Daichid Loshen. Shtika could also mean a mental state. But, good. Shochad b'shtika. Hishechts without a machshava ha-poiseles. Kibul v'holach v'zorek chutz l'zmanoi. And then he made the Kabbalah, and the Halacha, and the Zrika, with a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. All three. Oy sheshochad chutz l'zmanoi. Or he made a shchita chutz l'zmanoi, v'kibel v'holach v'zorak b'shtika, and then he did three avoidos, kedas u'kedin, without any machshava apaiselas. Oy, sheshochat v'kibel v'holach v'zorak, he made the shchita, and the kabbalah, and the halacha, and the zrika, chutz l'zmanoi, zeu shekar v'amatik mitzvosoi. Why? Because besides for any machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, there was no other machshava ha-poiselis in any other form or fashion. So what is it? It's nasa pigel, and since it's all chutz l'zmanoi, or one of the machshavos is chutz l'zmanoi, there's no other kavona ha-poiselis except for chutz l'zmanoi. Chutz l'zmanoi turns a carbon into a chalois cheftza of a carbon pigel sheyesh bekor. So that's a case of korav hamatik mitzvosoi. Another case, keitzad loy korav hamatik mitzvosoi, that there's something else that takes away from it being a carbon pigel with chorus. Shochat chutzlum koimoi. He had a mind by shchita chutzlum koimoi. So right off the bat, there's a machshava ha-poiseles, but it's not poiseles, but even with the chiv chorus. Chutzlum koimoi is only a chiv lav, and it becomes possible, but it's not chutzlizmanoi. And then kibol v'holach v'zorak chutzlizmanoi, or oish shochat chutzlizmanoi. He did have a machshava that would make it chorus, but after that, kibol v'holach v'zorak chutzlum koimoi, oi. Sheshochat kibol v'holach v'zorak. He did all four chutzlum koimoi. The chutzlum koimoi only passes, doesn't make it pigul, of chorus. Or, let's take in something else. Not a machshava mefagelis. Let's go back to shaloi l'shma. Remember that the only karbonis that are shaloi l'shma are posel. Not just it takes away the ritzu, but it takes away the whole kashrus of the karbon. Is Pesach v'chatos. Sheshchotan Shalai Lishman. Yes, we did have Shitas Yechidios of Tanoim that held that there were other variations of Karbonis that became possible. Here we're going with the Stoma, the Mishnah, that Pesach Lechatos Sheshchotan Shalai Lishman, they and only they are Poslals to Shalai Lishman. So he did that. He passed the carbon, and then kibbol v'holach v'zoach chutz l'zmanoi. It already had a different sibah poiselus. Oy sheshochad chutz l'zmanoi. He started off the bat with machshava mfageles, and then kibbol v'holach v'zorach shaloi l'shmon by again by chatos and a pesach. Oy sheshochad kibbol v'holach v'zorach. Or he did all four shaloi l'shmon. Zehu. This is the type of example of a korban shaloi korva matik mitzvah soi, and then it doesn't have the regular dinner pigol. So the basic idea is clear. There has to be only a machshava hamafagelis of chutz l'zmanoi, and besides for that, the korban would have been kosher. Now one could be mefalpon, the mefarshim talk, that the different dugmois in the Mishnah is that maybe there's a little bit more of a chiddush in the protim of this din when all four have one machshava hamafagelis. When maybe it's the first lumas, the second, so it was already fixed. It's already hukvas l'shem pigel. So there's variations, and each one of them is spoken out. L'maisa, these are all variations of loikar v'matik mitzvah. So Mishnah Hey, lechol kezayis bachutz u'kezayis l'mocher. He was mechashiv. Two, either kezayis bachutz u'kezayis l'mocher. One is a machshava mfagelis of chorus, and one is a machshava of psul, not of pigel of chorus. Kezayis l'mochel, kezayis b'chutz. Kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'mochel. Here's already a knetch. The kezayis, we understand, the shir haktoru. So it's two machshavis. One is a machshavis chutz, one is a machshavis chutz l'zmanoi, and one is a machshavis chutz l'mkoymoi. What about a chatzi zayis? Each one is not a shir. So the Gemara has in the Santa Drosha, the Pasuk, the Losh, and the Pasuk, Hamakar v'yisir lo yechoshim loy, Pigul Yiyah, the word Yiyah is extra. Yiyah means Dova Kaviyosa, that even if the Maisa that he's thinking to do is a Chatzi, but ultimately Yiyah Bahaviyosa, it adds up to a Kazayas. So the two Chatzi Zaysim, each one which is a separate Makshova, are Mitzdarif, but they're not Mitzdarif to Chorus, because bottom line, they both only have in common Poiselus, not Mifagelus. So well, they add up that the carbon lemaisa is possible, but there's no chiv kares. However, the Mefarshim point out that if you would think of machshavas chutzlum koimoy on chatzi kezayis, and that chatzi kezayis is not significant enough to be possible, and he thinks chutzlizmanoy, which is a machshava mefagels on a whole kezayis, so then we see that the machshava chutzlizmanoy is an independent machshava mefagels, and the machshavas chatzi zayis chutz Limkoimoy would not passel the Hartsoas kosher to make the carbon into a carbon amafagelis, and it is a carbon amafagelis. This is the should point out, I'll pee the Gemara. Then the Mishnah adds, Om Rab Yehuda, Zeaklav. Im Machshevis has man kodl Machshevis hamokoim, pigo v'cheyom and all the chorus. We came lafuke that. Rab Yehuda's chelik on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama clearly made no difference when it was. We don't say that it's hukva this way and that's the makshava. No. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the makshavas hazman of chutz l'zmanoi is before the makshavas hamokim, it became already chal in it a shame korban hamispageles, pigo v'chayom and alav kos, even though he thought afterwards the makshava poiselas. The makshavas hamokim, the makshava poiselas as opposed to mefageles, was before the makshavas hazman, before the makshava hamfageles, posel v'em because. The Mishnah reiterates, Zev is apostle v'ein b'karis, lecho kechatzi zayis, or lehak kechatzi zayis, kosher. The Mishnah adds one last clause, that this that we said before, the two chatzi zayis, one of chutz l'zman and one of chutz l'mkoyme, are mitzdarif yiyah al koponim for a kezayis of a machshava paiselis, is only true when they're both machshavos of paiselis. Masha'enken, both machshavos of achila. Masha'enken, where one is a machshava of achila, achilas odom, and one is a machshava of achilas mizbeach, then it's kosher. Even though be'etzim the shir of both are kezayis, and even though they both have a shem achila, one is achilas odom, one is achilas mizbeach, shein achila v'aktor mitzdaf. At the end of the day, they're not one thing. We don't have the exact because of a year, including this case. Kveges mitzayin from the Gemara Geshmak Adiuk, the Mishnah just adds that a machshava of achila and achtara are not mitzarif. But what about achila of two people? That we see is clearly mitzarif, even if the oivid is thinking that one person will eat a chatz gezayis and thinking somebody else will eat a chatz gezayis. Clearly, there's a two machshavas of achila. That's yeah mitzarif. There's also somewhat of a discussion in the Gemara, Deis Namiroim. There's a Yehuda to say when he says that the machshava is fixed and hukva, and the machshava mefagelas makes a carbon mefagelas, even though afterwards there's a machshava hapoiselas, is that only when it's two separate avoiders? That means he thinks b'shas the shchita this, and then b'shas the kabbalah that. What happens if he thinks both b'shas the shchita? So then you really have a shal if he thinks both b'basachas, would you say twice loshen rishon, twice loshen achron? That's a subject of discussion in the Gemara. But this is the basic, we just had the basic tzura of all the machshavos of Pigel. And we pretty much have our handle, Bez Hashem, and all the inyanim of Shalal Lishma and Pigel that are in the first few prokhim here.